I love fashion more than I love my own father. Because he is dead and cannot change in the searing ways to which I've been bred. My watch is in my mouth, but I'm not slumming. I was at Lorraine Nitaker's cabin the day Malcolm McLaren died. Coincidence? Malcolm McLaren died so I could be at Lorraine Nitaker's cabin that day. Things do not cathect, they auto-respond. We know this, it's the principle of tragic. Even the dead will not be safe from the enemy should he be victorious. What's a little sweater sniffing between mortal enemies and normal analytic pleasure? Hate fuck. We are the champions of the world. The world is everything that is not the case, a formulation that now to my mind is therapeutic. Malcolm McLaren recruited me to be in a band called the Soviet Republic of Cabo San Lucas, or Soviet Cabo for short. This poem is the Celestine Prophecy. How cheap can you be? You know how cheap you can be. Let's not quarantine anything. You know the ways in which writing gets quarantined. Stop it. You know how cheap you can, too. The way your mouth makes me want every other expense account to be part of you as I would like to be desire on legs precocious and almost a little insufferable in being so Malcolm. McLaren was a chimney for the hole in our hearts. A picture device in the fireplace, adaptable to cloud computing's fathomless Christmas. Even jejune negativity bondage and wanderlust that almost feels elaborate enough at the outset, the deflationary part. My day was like this. I ate a granola bar. It was produced for people who are on the South Beach diet, a promotional item sent to a person who is homeless and uses the address of the social service agency where I work to receive important mail. But I hadn't seen him for over a year. The granola bar sat there for months, so I ate it. I was terribly hungry, and it was delicious. So cold and so this poem is the Celestine Prophecy. It is that actual book. Not that it's prophetic at all, but as if I've produced, through my decisions, the very structure out of which I cannot break. Malcolm McLaren died so I could see part of the afterlife there more than day. There where lilies, white chiffon, and salmon ties, reinscribes sepulchral palettes, dyes and pigments, strafest with the color of the utilized dead. Which isn't even alone anymore, the flinty beige turning liquid as a Mazda blazes by. Or even the bling-infused page of a thriving junior partner in our expanding firm of constellated interrelations, which takes a baby step toward a careful calibration of everything you love about life. Childish window that looks like my eyes. When they first saw us, they went dark. Now they're like that forever, that blue. He said, you two are so verbal, you're worthless on email. And I said, whatever a fucking character says. I say what the Simpsons say. The Mona Lisa. So what doesn't retrench? Whatever cancer is in niceness. Now Sarah's pregnant and for days it doesn't rain or call my name sunshine. That's what I can't call her wood. Manhattan wood. I've heard so much fucked up writing. The stupidest shit ever written. I wrote it. You didn't. This is the writing I've forgotten, my heartthrob, the writing that I should have most remembered, but I didn't publish it either. Even Manhattan would. This poem is a monstrosity, but not a lie. The purpose of poetry, it tastes like it has one, isn't so much inspiration, but as to point to opportunities in the audience's real environment. It is better to err on the side of dryness. Strike through. It is better to err on the side of flyness. The heart is already enlisted. Lipstick, which tastes even less than it looks, tastes even less like it looks than, say, seafoam, which tastes of shells and berries, not really, but in this sensorium, I travel miles and miles in bed. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, but not by doves and not by me. I entered this world, what do you call this world, this professional world, with a job of sleeping, a change in the world. Ideas that change life. It takes a lifetime gnawing doors that only glow to settle the estate. Before my own death was certified, the baby looked towards me. I'm not young and I'm not free. I spent my life on nothing. Dreadfully loved beyond the grave and much else. The shallowest movies, analogies of dawn, even play with its bittersweet arts and letters, vestige the human, alas, changes more slowly in 1 year enough sold and carried of way to float the wounded deer. I turned O'Aria, played on the way to your place and all these other younger songs. Do expressions of youth live to benefit the forms of those expressions in a mapping nexus we like hydrate in a way? My life by water, oh, I sawed you down. I sawed you down, my life of mourning, saw your face and sawed you down. Petals still fall on my hands while I walk, while what I saw cuts. It is my thought, the last image fades from the screen of this hot and bothered pity I resent in myself, seeks a whisper campaign of serene clandestinity. It seeks the world, a workplace with feeling running through it. Sometimes when I'm on a plane, someone will say, oh, what do you do? And I say, oh, I'm a writer. And usually they say, oh, well, what do you write? And I say, oh, actually, I'm a poet. And they say, oh, well, what's your poetry about? And I say, sex and politics and friendship and language and romance and death and poetry itself. And I'm trying to bait them into saying, oh, like, just life. But they never say it because they're too graceful for the bluntness of my lure. After that, we just go on in silence together. Poetry makes the space awkward. Even the word seems to drain us of speech. If indeed it's true we do not connect but instead correspond, and this fact is the principle of magic, if relentless correspondence between us is the discursive, eruptive polylogic of our interdependence, then is the soul of this social imaginary magic? Tonight's the night. A couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show. Malcolm McLaren had a fucked up relationship with his grandmother. I have a perfect relationship with Lorraine Edeker. Not like she's my grandmother. Not like she's my friend. This perfection can only be expressed through negation. Lorraine, there's a cardio bike in your crib. The feeling that I've read or understood what anyone or I have ever written isn't there. And every so often, this map of feeling breaks. Even the dead are not safe.